Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show for you today. We're broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway in Mobile. We're enjoying some great food and awesome atmosphere, and we hope that you will join us today. But we want to kick off by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Fabulous Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And a huge shout-out to Mr. Panini Pete for allowing us to overrun his bastion of culinary camaraderie to broadcast live from here at Ed's today. For those of you who may be hearing us for the first time, ESPN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And our podcasts are up. Our regularly aired programs are up on the major podcasting sites. And if you want to get your blood pressure going and you want to listen to Tom's Tirade on Demand, that's up on CastBox.com. We got a packed show for you today, so if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information on the topics of the day, you can always check out the stack at ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. And later on SBM, we'll talk with our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. He's going to give us the latest on a landmark ruling for our Blue Water Navy Vietnam vets. He'll also be on to talk with the crew of the Fight or Die team. If you're not familiar with Fight or Die, stick around for their amazing story. Also, we'll talk with Mr. Nick DiMario from EDS about their upcoming event to support one of our fallen heroic first responders, Officer Tudor. And despite the Obama administration's on good-tasting food for our military service members, our troops are more at risk for becoming fat bodies, or at least fatty livers. It's an
Weird story. What's this fat body, baby? Hell, them people work hard. They got to have some food.
Oh, well, this is the place to come and get some. And, of course, Tom's Tirade on shutdown walls. It's a good one you do not want to miss. But we'll really kick off with the story that came out in the last couple of days and pulled it off Stars and Stripes. But we've talked about this topic a number of times on SBN, and that is the eligibility for benefits for our Blue Water Navy veterans, that's from Vietnam, those that served in the ships surrounding Vietnam but did not go boots on the ground. And those veterans have time and again tried to receive benefits along the same lines as the Agent Orange.
Well, they continue to push that to the side and not recognize all those troops that was there and was available. And on a lot of those ships, the planes that were putting down the Agent Orange was landing on those ships. I mean, come on, you know?
Well, and you know, they were recycling the water through the desalinization processes. So, you know, they're obviously, you're probably putting those chemicals in the water that's around there.
Sure.
But this case with a federal court ruled Tuesday that Vietnam veterans who served on ships offshore during the war are eligible for benefits. And we've got with us from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, our sea lawyer and legal, Mr. Colin Kimberly. And I know this is something that you have tracked. So what does this mean for our veterans?
This is a really important decision. And it came, like you said, it came out yesterday. It was a 9-2 decision by the Federal Court of Appeals up in Washington. And basically it said that it defined the Republic of Vietnam to include 12 miles of territorial waters that are out from Vietnam, from the coastline, which would include the Blue Water Navy.
Right.
Now, I think we've discussed in the past certain members of what they call the Brown Water Navy that served on inland rivers and bays and things were covered. And the way the VA did that was through a list of ships. If you served on a certain ship during a certain time period, then you are eligible for the presumptive benefits under Agent Orange. So this is a great decision. We are going to have to see what happens. I would not be surprised at this point if the VA decides to appeal that, although I think it would be very limited. They'd have to appeal it to the Supreme Court, and then the court would have to decide to hear it, and we don't even know if that would happen. But we'll just have to keep an eye on that. But for right now, this is a great victory for the Blue Water veterans.
Well, this particular plaintiff, the veteran, Alfred Procopio Jr., he's 73 now, but he apparently filed originally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so in a case like this, I assume if they appeal it, then his benefits wouldn't automatically kick in if it's on appeal.
Right. You know, they have about 90 days to decide to appeal it. If they don't do anything within the 90 days, then I think they'll start processing the appeals, or I'd expect them to.
Would he be eligible all the way back to that 10-year date?
Absolutely, he could be. That goes into the effective date of the award, assuming he has awarded the benefits for the conditions. You know, there are all kind of rules as regards to when he first applied, when he first raised the issue. There's a case doctrine called Niemer that may be applying, like when did you first apply for Agent Orange benefits, and a whole lot of fact-specific issues in each case. So,
One of the interesting things that I find is that the judge in the case, Kimberly A. Moore, who wrote on behalf of the majority,
right,
just said, quote, "We find no merit in the government's argument to the contrary." That's pretty harsh. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that kind of settled it, didn't it?
Yeah. You
know. Hey, do people talk to the VA like that? Yes, I think they do. Well, judges do, so there you go. I mean, I think the last time I was on, we had talked about something called the doctrine where the VA gets to interpret their own regulations and make their own decisions.
Right.
This sort of seems to be flying in the face of that, saying, well, y'all didn't interpret it correctly because the Republic means the territorial waters, so now you got to pay those gentlemen, which is a great step for the veterans.
Well, the other side to this is that now they're saying that this may push Congress to maybe pass legislation to expand or define exactly what this means.
Right, and the bill to do that in the last Congress, which just ended, failed. Not enough action was taken on it. So there was always the hope that they would reintroduce the bill in the new Congress to get them to pass that. So, you know, maybe there'll be some action on that. But
well, let me ask you this. If there is not legislation in Congress, then is the court effectively saying you have to follow these rules that we're giving you?
Yes.
And so will that kick the Blue Water Navy veterans into the overall group that with the list of presumptive illnesses and everything?
Right, but again, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that, assuming that the VA goes forward with it, I bet we're going to see a list of ships.
I would think so.
That was my question. So they're going to give you the list of ships and the dates, and if you show that you were on that ship on that date and you have that condition, you'll be presumptively.
Right, then you're going to have to prove the fact that you have a condition that they've accepted. And the other thing is, you've got to prove that you were on that ship at that time.
Yeah, but I mean, that should be you know, you should be able to do that.
I would think you could do that.
Yeah, that at that point, it seems like it would be fairly straightforward.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you're boom, 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 you
correct.
Know, if you go down the list, then you can file and get your claim. Now, let's say you had someone who filed, and obviously, well, we're coming up on the break here, but on the other side of the break, I'll ask you the question, what if somebody, you know, this took 10 years, what if somebody filed and they were denied way back? What happens next?
I'll discuss more quick answer. Refile.
Now. Refile.
All right.
Now.
Hey, on the other side of the break, we'll have more with Colin Kimmerly, and we'll also speak with the crew of the Fight or Die team. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
And Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. Check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN, and it's great to be broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed here out on the Causeway. They got great food, great atmosphere. We'll be talking with Nick, one of the managers here. He's going to tell us a little bit about the specials and some of the things that they've got coming up in this weekend. They've got a special event, but we'll talk about that with him. But I want to thank Ed's for having us out. And thank everybody for coming out to join us. It's also great to be joined by our C lawyer, Colin Kimmerly, from the law firm of Gardberg. And Kimmerly, you know, Colin, prior to the break, we were talking about the case for the Blue Water Navy. And you said, you know, your simple answer was refile.
Right.
This case that the appeals court just decided has been going on for 10 years. How could something like that drag on for 10 years?
Well, first off, it's in the Federal Court of Appeals, so you know it's been going through the process a long time. Obviously, the case started at the VA. You had a regional office decision, probably a BVA decision, probably went to the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. It may have gone back and forth a couple of times on remands. That would not be unusual. And then they filed, the lawyers had to file an appeal to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. So that sort of explains the 10 years. But 10 years, unfortunately, is not uncommon. I have cases in my office that haven't gone to the Federal Court of Appeals that are still going on for 10 years. And sometimes that's because people don't get their full benefits. They may get partial benefits, but we're still appealing. So I don't know what to say, that I'm cynical or jaded, but I'm not surprised that it took 10 years,
okay.
Unfortunately.
It just seems to me like for a decision, and obviously it has to work its way through, but
right.
For 10 years it seems like it is a long time. But let's take somebody who may have filed 10 years ago, and you know their claim was rejected. You say to refile. Is the new date going to be the date they refiled, or can they go back and say, hey, wait a minute?
Okay, I don't know the exact answer now. I'm going to give you a couple of guidelines. So, I mean, the reason I say refile is because you're certainly not going to get any benefit until you file. They're not going to go back and pull up a 10-year-old case and just look at it. I've just never seen that happen before. But if you refile and you get all your ducks in a row, like we were talking about, you know, you're on the boat, on the ship, on the dates, and you file and you get awarded for presumptive, then we're looking at your effective date. And there are all kind of rules, case law, regulation, statutes in regards to the effective date. So that's why you want to get that in. and get that looking at. But could we go back to 10 years and look at it? It's possible that we could. Again, I'd have to look on a case-by-case basis. Whoever's assisting the veteran would look at that and see what the argument could be made.
Right. Well, you know, it just seemed almost, it's almost as if, well, because the veteran got denied and just said, okay, but, you know, I'm done, versus somebody who's continued to fight and continued to fight and follow it up the chain. This guy, obviously, his filing date, I mean, he could get 10 years worth of benefits.
He could. I mean, because obviously his case has been ongoing.
Right.
So he's probably looking at 10 years worth of benefits. And
right. But so, yeah, so if someone, if they're listening and they think they qualify, they definitely want to. Is it a new claim that they're filing?
If they already filed once, it would be a reopening. If they've never filed before, it would just be a new claim.
Okay. So if they're reopening, do they go to someone like you, or do they start just with a regular?
They can start at the VA or with a veteran service officer. They could come to our firm, too. I mean, they just have to get somebody. You got to do the form. Everything in the VA is in form, and now you have to file the application. You got to fill it out and send it in. That's how you get that started. But you definitely have to do that.
Now, are we in the process where it has to be done electronically, or are they still looking at pen and paper and mailing in certified letters and all
you
that?
You can still do pen and paper right now. The best way is to electronically file it with the Evidence Intake Center up in Wisconsin. But you can do it just to send it in. Of course, I always said, as everybody knows, if you send anything to the VA, send it certified mail, so you have evidentiary proof that you sent it in.
All right. Now, another topic that we've talked about, and it's rapidly approaching it, and that is the appeals process that veterans choose. That's kicking in February 19th, I believe.
The 19th.
But, you know, tell us a little bit about that. I know you have some guidelines and some thoughts on what veterans should do.
Right. And in the past, it's been called the RAMP program, which was Rapid Appeal Management. Now it's kind of like
MREs. There were three lies in one, right?
Yeah.
So now it's going to be the Appeals Modernization Act, basically, is going to be the name of it. And all cases filed after February 19th will be under the new appeals system. So we're going to have to look at this. There'll be different lanes. The veteran will be able to pick a lane that they want their appeal to go into. The idea being that they'll make a quicker decision on it. We want to make a quick decision. We want to make the right decision. That's the biggest thing in my practice, is to make sure that they make the right decision. So if you have new evidence, you'll want to go in the supplemental lane. If you just want your case reviewed, that'd be a higher level review. There are reasons, and then, of course, I'm sorry, there's the third lane is the Board of Veterans Appeals lane. There are different reasons you might want to go into each lane, depending on the facts of your case, whether you have new evidence or not. So we just have to look at it that way.
Now, you mentioned that after February 19th, the veteran can't opt to use
it the legacy appeal.
Right.
Where you file the notice of disagreement, you got your decision, you file the notice of disagreement. They're going to have to go into the lanes. They have to pick a lane and go to a lane. So, you know.
When reference to those appeals, you mentioned the three lanes, and there might be one better.
Right.
That's really where somebody needs to come and talk to someone like you, because
absolutely,
you can take a look at it and say, this looks like it would be the better one.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just have what we would call a difference, like you don't think they decided the case right based on a statute, that might be a high-level review. Let's say you're going for an increase, and now you have a letter from your doctor that you just got. That, to me, would be a supplemental lane, because now you have a new piece of evidence and you want them to look at this new piece of evidence, whatever it is. To go to the board, you know, when you go into these lanes, you're going to be able to go back into the lanes. I mean, you can, like, stay in the lanes as long as you got, like, new evidence or you want another review. But eventually, you're going to want to go to the board. If you keep getting denied, you're going to want to go to the board. When you go to the board, do you want a hearing? Do you not want a hearing? Do you have new evidence? Do you not have new evidence? I mean, there's going to be all kind of things that we're going to look at on those things. So
now, one thing you mentioned there, if someone is looking to get an increase, they right. already have, they're already getting a disability benefit. What do you recommend if somebody says, you know, okay, my initial disability claim was for my shoulder, but now the pain's going all the way down my arm? What's your advice for somebody looking at something like that?
If you're going to get an increase, I always say you need to have some medical evidence that establishes that the condition has deteriorated or gotten worse. I've gone over this before, but all of the impairments are regulated by what's called diagnostic codes by the VA. all the diagnostic codes will tell you what the levels have to be for the different percentages, you know, 20, 30, 40, whatever the percentage is. If you can get a doctor, if you can look at the diagnostic code, I know this is getting a little specific, but you can get somebody to look at the diagnostic code and the doctor says, oh yeah, you're at 20%, but because of the condition and the problems you're having, you should be at 40. That would be the best. That would be the ideal.
All that being said, what if the vet is have a familiarity or have a record with a physician like this? Do you guys have specialists that you could advise them to go see?
A couple of them. I have a couple of specialists that we use to establish opinions, both for psychological issues and medical issues.
Okay.
But in that case, if they are not familiar with a doctor that could do it, they still can file for the increase because the VA probably will go ahead and do a compensation and pension exam on them, and then you can start from there.
I mean, okay. Well, so you're talking about civilian doctors that you can refer them to. So these doctors, they know what the codes are, they know how that process works.
Correct.
If you have somebody that's listening and they may say, well, I want to go see my regular doctor.
That's fine.
But if that doctor's not as familiar with how that process works, are they at a disadvantage?
He's wasting his money. Really?
Well, that's my question. Are they at a disadvantage?
Unless the doctor's willing to be educated, like you can bring, in our practice, we've used forms that have the diagnostic codes just listed out with all the requirements.
It's good information. Colin, we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Can folks go to get more information or if you have a veteran that needs to talk to you?
Absolutely. They can always call us at the 251-343-1111 number or www.guardberglaw.com is our website.
Outstanding. Well, Colin, we appreciate you coming out. Have some food if you got some time. And again, we are broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed out on the Causeway. And thanks, folks, for coming out. I see some more listeners that are here with us. So, hey, on the other side of the break, we're going to speak with Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed, our host. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of their upcoming events, including one coming up this Saturday that's certainly very special. So we'll all have all that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, our podcasts are up on most of the major podcasting sites. Tom's Tirade is up via podcast at CastBox.com. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN, and you can listen on demand. And we are excited to be broadcasting from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway in Mobile. Want to thank all the staff here for their great hospitality and great food, and want to thank everybody that's come out to say hello. And of course, we want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible, right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the yes, I lost my plane. The battleship. There you go. The battleship USS Alabama. But look, I had an old age. And what do they call them?
A moment.
Brain fade. Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. Our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And I said we were going to be joined by Nick DiMario with Ed Seafood Shed, but Ed and Nick got out of here, and we were joined by Jamie Powell.
Yes.
who is another one of the fabulous staff here. Jamie, thank you so much for having us out.
Well, thank y'all for coming.
Now, I know you've got some fantastic specials that you want to talk about.
Yeah,
I know
we
you've
do.
Got some great food. Some mm-hmm. just beautiful-looking food out today.
Tell us
a little bit about that.
We have the same trusty rusty things that Ed and Barbara started out with. You know, fried shrimp, you can't go wrong, but we're doing a few new things like Southern Bowls, which is just like our fried shrimp topped with layered food with like our grits and our greens in the bottom, you know, just true Southern seafood with soul.
Ooh, I saw mm-hmm. some of that a while ago. I'm going to get me some before mm-hmm. I leave.
That crawfish cream sauce. It's homemade.
Yes.
It's so good.
Well, and
yeah.
I saw one of the appetizers, the oysters.
Our smothered oysters. They're a new appetizer. They're not on our menu right now, but we're getting a new menu soon, and they're going to be on there. It's turnip greens with fried oysters and our homemade crawfish cream sauce on top of it. It's amazing, just all in its own.
Now,
it's
your turnip greens are not just turnip greens, though.
They're fresh, made with ham hocks. There's still some times bits of ham hocks in people's bowls. They get, you know, and they're made to order every day. Fresh greens, fresh turnip greens with collards mixed, and they're like home cooking.
They are
fantastic.
Absolutely outstanding.
I have them every day.
That
unbelievable.
With, yeah, that with oysters
yes.
And,
yes.
And that sauce.
I don't think
I'd go anywhere.
No.
Yes, that sauce is good on everything. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I know also you've got some happy hour and drinking.
Yes, we have a really great happy hour. It's from noon to 6 p.m.
That's a long happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like happy days.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
I don't believe I can last that long.
Some people can. Some people can't. So, you know, it's good drink specials. We do like $3.50 wells, $4 house wines, dollar off all of our beer selection. And then we have $5 frozen drinks. But also every day we have different specials, like $2 domestic Monday, $3 margaritas on Tuesdays. And then, you know, we do $3 wines on Wednesday. Thursday is $3 well drinks. Friday is $4 frozen drinks.
Mm,
and then Sunday we have Bloody Mary specials and mimosa specials.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that
yes.
cool? She hasn't looked at the first note.
Oh, no. She knows
that girl has got it in her head.
I'm in this building all day, every day, I feel like.
Do
I feel
you have
like
a pot here somewhere?
No, but Ed left his nice couch that sits
oh,
in his office
that big, nice
back
couch
there. So if all else fails, there is a couch. So, yes. But I live and breathe Ed's. So I can't. I've been here for almost 6 years now. So it
you go.
Really,
you on regular?
I'm on the regular.
Oh, you're on regular?
Are
you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure you're on regular. You know what, part-time?
No. I wish it was part-time. They won't let me.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll tell you what, the frozen drink specials sound good, but I don't know if today is the day for frozen drinks.
No, but some people like ice cream when it's cold outside.
Yeah,
so
yeah. What's the matter with you?
Well, I like hot
yes.
coffee when it's hot outside.
Right.
So,
yeah,
we
got to
have it.
But,
hey,
we have the frozen drinks.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Bushwhackers will warm you up. You know, it's got enough liquor in them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Talk truth. That's it, baby.
That's
talk
it.
The truth.
That's
yeah.
it. That's what you really need anyway, yeah. liquor to warm you up. So.
There you go.
Well, I know that Ed and Barbara always supported military and our first responders, and mm-hmm. I know Panini Pete has picked up on that as well, and I know you guys have a special event coming up this weekend.
Right, and we're doing a pancake breakfast in support of the fallen officer tutor for the Mobile Police Department. But Pete is real big into the military and before he got here as well. We have the MIA table over there. It's in every one of his restaurants, and he also started a foundation with the mess lords where they go and cook for all of these big old boats and
right,
stuff like
all the
that.
Vets, yes. yeah, overseas,
all the vets and
yeah.
all that.
I know
yes.
they've been to Guantanamo.
Yes.
And they've actually been to Afghanistan and Iraq mm-hmm. and Kuwait and some of those territories
yes.
over there, too.
But
we really appreciate what Pete's doing there.
But that's awesome.
That being said, we're talking about our officers'
yes.
Banquet here this coming Saturday. Nick's father was a police officer.
In Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
One of them Yankees places somewhere up
yep,
there.
Yep. That's where Nick's a Yankee through and through.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We won't tell anybody, though. I mean, nobody will be listening to the show, so
no.
we're not going to tell anybody. Okay.
He's one of those damn Yankees that
oh,
never
well,
leave.
Yeah, they won't
you know?
Go back.
They won't go back.
So. He knows
I think they
good...
call them carpetbaggers.
Yeah, yeah, he knows where the good country is at and where the good food yes. is at. Yes.
So, so what time? What the event? I know we're raising funds, but what time and what?
We're doing the pancake breakfast. It's $10 a plate. It's from 8:30 a.m. on Saturday to 11 on Saturday morning, we will do pancake, sausage, and your choice of beverage, coffee, tea, or soda for $10. All of 100% of the proceeds will go straight to his wife and family.
One of the things that I like about it, Cal, is the fact that we see so much going on now about people taking up donations for this officer. And they've got all kind of different names and all kind of different associations that are involved in it. And in some areas, I don't trust some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But what Nick has done here is he's actually went to the police department and is working with the police department through their memorial fund specifically for this officer. So we know where this money's going.
Going straight to the Tudor family, yes.
Right, right. Yes. And then all the proceeds, the full $10 is going, because I believe you were able to get a lot of the supplies donated.
We were.
Which is great.
And we've asked our crew to donate time as well. So we have a lot of people that's coming in to help out of the goodness of their heart. It's a good cause, and it's for our community, so we might as well support.
Yeah, hey, we can't do it without our police. We can't do it without our first responders. I mean, you know, how are you going to get by without a fireman? You know, I'll catch it on fire. Who the hell are you going to call, you know?
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, Leroy down the street or something. I don't think so.
His water hose won't reach.
No, his water hose won't reach.
Well, you know, speaking of people donating time, according to Sean Sullivan, Tom is going to be here as the celebrity.
Yeah, I just found out that I was nominated.
Yeah, you're the celebrity server for the day, aren't you?
I guess I'm going to help
Sarah. I'll put you to work.
She'll put me to work, yeah.
We'll put you at an easy station, just putting out pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
We won't make you cook the pancakes.
Remember, I was in the Marine Corps, so I have done mess duty.
Yeah, you've probably done it better than we could, probably.
I don't know about this. I've swabbed decks, and I've cleaned pots and pans and all that stuff, too. You know?
Oh, then look, you just volunteered for dishes,
too. Uh-oh. Hey, well, some of the ladies I saw was going to be working in the kitchen. I won't mind being back there.
No, it's always good eye candy.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's coming up this Saturday from 8:30 to 11.
Yes.
And if folks want to come, if they don't want to sit, you know, come and sit.
They can get to go. They can get inside. Or they can just leave donations. Either way, all of the money that will be collected that morning will go straight to the Tudor family.
Great. Well, you know, I mean, this time of year, there's all kinds of sports that are going on. So if people are running back and forth or if they're heading to shop somewhere, jump off of the Bayway, come down to the Causeway. Grab some grub and keep going.
Everybody on the coast knows where the fabulous Edge Seafood Shed is located.
Absolutely. So come out and support our fallen hero, Officer Tudor, 8:30 to 11 at Ed's on the Causeway. Grab some grub and make a donation. So thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for letting us hang out here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was nervous.
Talk to Nick about you getting a raise, okay?
Okay, do that for me. You know, maybe he'll keep me around a little longer.
He might keep you around for another week or two anyway.
Maybe so.
Yeah,
maybe
he was giving you thumbs up when he come drifted back in here a while ago.
He's proud that I'm actually talking for Ed's instead of making them talk for Ed's.
So. Okay, thank you.
Great
thank
job.
All right.
Hey, and, you know, Tom, one of the great things about, you know, we've been working with Ed's. He's been a sponsor really from day one.
Since day one.
You know, Panini Pete, he took over in the transition, and he's stuck with us. And we actually, you know, she mentioned the Mess Lords, but we actually did some pictures with the Mess Lords on the battleship they were all here with Scuttlebutt logos and everything out there. And he's actually taken some of our signs on some of his trips with him. So he's
That's
out
awesome.
There.
I understand he's got a lot of signatures and all on it from overseas and the places that he's been in. We just really appreciate these guys. And one of the things that hadn't come up yet is the fact that they recognize our vets and our first responders all the time. I get any time that they come into the Ed Seafood Shed, they automatically get a 15% discount if they show their identification.
And that's all day, every day.
Right, all day, every day.
With the exception of the $10 pancake dinner.
That's
a fundraiser. But
they're not making any money off of that anyway. So.
No. But, you know, it's great that, not only do they have servers coming in to donate their time, the cooks are coming in to donate their time. They got the supplies donated. Right. Just a great way to see
there's
the
a lot of people involved in this proceeds.
Real quick, there's a story, and I don't know, it popped up, and it just seemed odd to me. This one's off, this is off Stars, actually military.com. But the military experienced a 12-fold increase in the number of troops diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, according to a new health report Now, you know, I guess this this particular disease is something that they tracked, and the I'm not going to say we're surprised, but the Air Force had the highest rate.
Well, what can I say? That's a fraternal organization. Well, no.
This disease causes an impaired liver function. Apparently, it causes weight gain, but troops with this disease, they're basically disqualified from service.
What? What?
Yeah. But the Air Force had the highest rate. The Corps had the fewest instances.
Well, it's got to be the exposure to some chemical or something that's within a service that all veterans are exposed to.
It could be physical activity. Combat units had the lowest number of cases. Healthcare troops had the highest. So
unbelievable.
I'm sure they're going to continue to track this and see if they can come up with something that's going to explain what's going on, because we're losing troops to it.
Yes.
Anyway.
We don't need that.
You can always check out the Stack at Scuttlebutt Network for more information. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on shutdown walls. When we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Up on their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Democrats there that don't know of a wall of concrete or steel or anything at all, except cameras and sensors and gadgets and gizmos and more worthless spending to keep the illegal flows. The work of dealers is another thing. I have come after them and seen their despair, where they have left countless soul after soul, but they would help the addict through their addiction with heroin spiked with fentanyl. The victims, I mean, which no DM will admit could have been saved had the smugglers and coyotes been kept over there. Trump let the citizens know about the border, and on a day to meet with Schumer and Botox, to set the division and cast the divide, they keep the wall between them as they go. To both the partisans that have gathered to each, and some are doves and some so clearly ignorant, you have to use fake news to keep them deranged. We will do anything to impeach 45. Rhinos like Flake frustrate our conservative being. Oh, just another kind of self-preservative game. One on the side, it comes to little more. There were, it is, we do not need a wall. There are open borders and we are America first. Violent criminals will never get across and kill our innocent citizens, they tell us. Progressives always say good fences are immortal. Shutdowns create mischief in me, and I wonder, if I could get them to answer from their thick heads, why are they immoral? Isn't it only where those coming to the country do so legally and following the law? But here, they are all only illegals. We know it is criminals and drugs and misery we are walling in or walling out, and we know it is liberals who take offense. Democrats there are that they don't love a wall, unless it protects their mansions and movie stars. We could say security to them, but it's more like sovereignty, to be exact. And we'd rather the people see it for themselves. We've seen Acosta there, bringing a camera crew to the steel-slatted border, proclaiming no crisis, just proving our point. Dems love a shutdown, it seems to me, not only of Coast Guard, Border Patrol, and Homeland Security. They will not stand behind their prior sayings, supporting a wall, so they flip and flop and twist and turn. And lie. But we are red-blooded preachers, like the wall so well, that we say shut it down, throw all the bums out, pay our Coast Guard and Border Patrol, fire the TSA union thugs who faint sick and stay home, tear down the walls to protect the governing class from their sheep, and penalize every liberal lawmaker who thinks it's okay to junk it to Puerto Rico on the taxpayer's dime while patriots' families have to borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
They who will not stand behind their forefathers saying, the Constitution, which is not a suicide pact, but which says so well that a free people have the right to defend themselves from enemies both within and without. For the new Democratic Socialist Communist Party, progressives who think there is not a shortage of money, but is just in the wrong hands, like Marx and Stalin. Your concept of the equality of outcomes has never worked in the history of the world. From Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Tito to Castro to Chavez to Comrade de Blasio, they who legislate taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, free health care for all, including those who breach the wall, free phones, free condoms, free birth control for transgenders. At some point, you must understand that Nicholson bespoke the truth about what makes good neighbors.
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
And we, the American people, cannot disagree. And we'll say again, a united, good fences make safer nations. And the Democrats are traitors for embracing this invasion.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And had a great time out here at Ed's Seafood Shed. We want to thank Panini Pete and Nick and all the folks here for having us. Great food and great atmosphere. And come out. We'll be back here again February 13th and again on the 20th and then the 27th. So we'll have 3 weeks in a row where we will be back here at the Shed. But we want to thank all of the folks here for their support. I want to thank Sean Sullivan for coming out. He's going to be doing his midday mobile
right.
With us on those days as well. Just a quick reminder, the pancake breakfast, that fundraiser that they're doing for Officer Tudor, comes up this Saturday, 8:30 to 11 here. Come by. It's $10 a plate, and all the proceeds are going to the officer's family.
What a blessing for that family, yes. Come partake.
Yes, absolutely. Good food, great atmosphere. But that's going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully you will join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, and also our first responders, you know, all those folks that are out there in harm's way. God be with them. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hurrah!